On the phone with me right now, he has released a couple of cracking hits last year and he's got a new one that's just come out to the airwaves here at Hits 939. Jared James, morning. How are you, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
Not too bad. What's going on your Thursday morning? Anything exciting?
I mean, every day is pretty exciting. For me, I'm just in Sydney at the moment, actually.
Oh, what's down there, a work trip or a bit of a pleasure?
Just coming down to have a chat to people about music and, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Now, you had a pretty good 2015, didn't you, with Do You Remember?
Yeah, man, it was crazy. It was such a great year.
Do you remember much of 2015 or were you too busy celebrating that success in that year?
It was a bit of a blur, man. Yeah, I spent a lot of time travelling around. I spent a lot of time in Europe and America. In fact, I moved into a new place at the start of the year and I've been there probably about 4 weeks of the year. So, it was a crazy year.
You got double the rent then?
Yeah. It's crazy, man. Like, it feels weird paying rent at a place that I'm never at, but it's all worth it, dude, because I get to make music for a living.
Now, you're about to hit the road again. You're heading over to the States, I read, for a bit of a tour.
That's right, yeah. I spent a lot of time there already, but I'm going to be touring with Broods, a Kiwi crew, and we're going to be pretty much going around the whole country and parts of Canada as well, so I'm really excited about it.
I bet you're probably excited to sort of escape Australia at the moment because we've got all this political drama going on and stuff like that. You're thinking, oh, God, let's just go to America and play some music. And, of course, Broods are a great group to work with, aren't they?
They really are, man. They're some of my best friends in the world. We share management as well, so we're kind of like family. And we always have a good time when we're hanging out, so it's going to be the best tour.
Now, that's the good side of music. Have you met an artist yet that you think, oh, God, I'd never want to go on tour with you, or, like, I hope we don't sort of meet again?
I'm sure there's certain artists, and I won't name any, but the ones
I reckon name and shame, Joe.
The ones that do, lots of drugs are normally the ones that, like, sometimes they're fun, but it's not very a wise move when you tour because you need to be kind of, look after your body and stuff like that, so I don't know, I like to stay pretty chill when I tour.
It's because I see, like, touring kind of like being in a sports team. Like, you're performing every day, so you're kind of training every day, so to speak. And it must get pretty tiring. Like, have you ever had an experience where you thought, oh, I'm not up to it tonight, like, I can't do it?
Sometimes, but you can't. That's what you sign up for. Like, you just have to. It's the same with any job, kind of, like, except you can't. It's a lot harder to take a sick day.
Yeah, no, that's
people,
true.
Like, often if you're playing a show, like, people have paid their hard-earned money to get a ticket and you can't just bail on that. So you kind of, sometimes you just have to bite it and just dig a bit deeper and make it work. But that's all part of it. I try to take care of myself when I'm on the road, so try to minimise that stuff.
Yeah, now you're born in Brisbane 31 years ago. No doubt you're a proud Queenslander.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
I'm guessing you're a Broncos supporter.
That's right.
I'm going to say unfortunate. I'm actually from Cruller, so I'm a New South Wales fan and a Sharks fan.
Oh,
so it's a bit of a tough time at the moment for us down south. But how much of an opportunity do you get to watch, like, footy these days, like the Broncos or Queensland? Because I suppose you're pretty busy in and out of the country.
Yeah, I've missed a lot of this season, and the Broncos have been going pretty well. They started off real strong. I actually went to a game the other night. I was invited down by the team, like the CEO of the Broncos.
Yeah.
And so that was actually pretty special thing.
Not the Storm game, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, they got belted, man.
Yeah, it was actually the worst loss in history at the home ground.
Yeah, you picked a good game to go to.
I know, I feel like it was my fault. But
oh, you might have jinxed them.
Yeah, I think I might have.
You might not get an invite back anymore.
Yeah.
Well, mate, we are loving the new single 1,000 Times. We also love your other one, Do You Remember? We're still cranking it here on Hits 939. Jared James, thanks for the chat this morning, man.
Thank you, man. So good to talk to you.
Hits Breakfast with Bryce and Trace.